crimes in the history of humanity are being committed right now against children as young as 5 years of age across the planet. Simultaneously, studies are being done on tens of thousands of children, including newborns and babies inside their mother's wombs. The death of these babies is skyrocketing. Of course, they target them when they're in the womb if they can convince the mother. And now they try to convince the mothers to take the experimental jabs that are absolutely confirmed to cause 82% miscarriages in first and second trimesters, according to the New England Medical Journal. And that was out 8 months ago. Just earth-shaking, shattering info. And when I was driving into work today, just a few hours ago, I almost had to pull off the side of the road. And I'm serious, because I was feeling intense guilt and intense drive of every cell in my body and God's spirit telling me to stop them. And I know you feel it as well. If you're a TV viewer, you don't want to look at this, but I don't want to look at it either, but we have to look at it. That's how we stop it. We face it. Mom double jabbed in third trimester gives birth to baby who died after suffering heart failure and blood clots. And it's happening everywhere with the Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J shots. They all do the same thing. They make the body create a deadly spike protein that's highly poisonous and causes blood clots by eating holes in capillaries. It just eats those little babies up. Just like the hot salts they spray in to burn off their skin and cause an abortion, or when they go in and chop them up inside the uterus and pull them out piece by piece, or when they pull them out and suck their brains out there on the table. That's the reality of what's going on. Mom double jabbed in third trimester gives birth to baby who died after suffering heart failure, blood clots. It's just absolutely horrific, ladies and gentlemen. We've got all the details here, and we've got the VAERS database report on it. And, of course, we know the FDA fought to not release any documents. It'll take 75 years now at the rate the court ordered them to release them for it to be released. But the first 30 pages came out 3 weeks ago. More is set to come out in just a few days. And those few pages admitted thousands of deaths, thousands of miscarriages at just the start of the poison injection program. They are murdering us out in the open. And the people running it are all death cult eugenicists that have run bio attacks on the world before with HIV, that have called for global depopulation, who are part of eugenic societies. I'm talking about Bill Gates. I'm talking about that cohort of criminals around him. Fauci, his field marshal, who, by the way, has announced masks are forever and lockdowns are forever. They're now announcing it all over the world. Hey, first it was New Zealand and Australia a few weeks ago. They laughed on TV, both prime ministers, and said, this is never going to stop. You'll never wait us out. Everybody gets 7 shots a year. Because it's so funny. They're making a real criminal move on you, and you're used to tanks and people with guns to fight back. If they did that, you'd fight them. But because it's lab coats and TV and Don Lemon and HBO and all the comedy shows telling you how great it is and dancing syringes, and then all the people dead and dying, oh, that's all just suppressed. Yeah, it's true. You got a heart attack from the Pfizer shot, but Facebook says you're not allowed to talk about it. Oh, your doctor says you got about 5 years to live on average. Well, bye-bye. This type of myocarditis on average kills you in 5 years if you live. Yeah, the coronavirus is here forever. And how do you live with it? Well, you live under a new high-tech police state. Even Atlantic Monthly, that defends pedophilia, took a breath and talked about something else. They said, oh, we got to have total surveillance for everybody. That'll save everyone. So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Brain Force Plus,
50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil. So good for your whole body. 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVIDland 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm going to put the live show headline on screen for TV viewers. I'm going to read it out for all of our great radio listeners across the United States and those listening on Global Shortwave. Sunday Live. White House vows to strike back after Biden's Great Reset bill derailed. Meanwhile, deep state generals are publicly calling for Biden to establish martial law ahead of the midterm elections to deter a new insurrection. The New World Order has almost destroyed America, but the people are waking up fast. And the defeat of the globalist Build Back Better plan could prove to be a mortal blow if we keep fighting hard. That's the real world you live in. And as it begins to dawn on Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and the general public and Donald Trump and Dr. Paul, that this is premeditated, this is a plan, this is being done by design, this is a depopulation weapon, it's a problem you can't ever fix, it just takes up all your rights with surveillance and control, and then gives you injections that erase your immune system. As the public begins to get that, and as Laura Ingraham gets that, we have a real chance. But if we don't face this for what it is, a eugenics depopulation premeditated plan by Bill Gates and the globalists, we don't have a damn hope. Now, I've got a lot of massive news to cover here today, and it all ties together, but let's just be very, very clear. I didn't get up here 21, 22 months ago in February of last year. That's 22 months ago. I didn't get up here and say all the things I said that came exactly true because I am Nostradamus. It's because it's a laid out enemy plan and they've been very public about it for decades, how they use a virus to do it, and they've war gamed it hundreds of times I know of. We've covered more than 20 of those drills on air, like Lockstep, Event 201, Crimson Contagion, SPARS 2023, and it's all right there. And then we got, thanks to Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch, in 2007, right as I was finishing Endgame, they got documents from the Banff Canada, North American Union, UN, Davos Group meeting at Banff Canada, totally secret, with thousands of Western politicians being bought and sold there. And the minutes of that document came out and they said, we will get our North American Union and our European Union and our Asian Union all merged in the future under Agenda 21 using the threat of a deadly virus. So I've known this all along. I've known this for a very long time. Made a film about it in game. Blueprint for global enslavement. And so I just need everybody to understand, we're not up here giving you our opinions on subjects like this. I can give you my opinions on the metaphysical. I give you my opinions on life after death. I can give you my opinions on what my favorite foods are. Those views all vary person to person. But when I'm talking about cut and dry is what's going on. Yeah, there are Agenda 21 documents from the mid-90s, 1995. And if you follow those now, they have implemented just that. I mean, this is happening. And that's what's so frustrating. So let me just explain this. They were always going to say there were new variants. They were always going to say the shot didn't work, but that you have to take it. And they were always going to censor everybody and bring on a world ID and a world medical ID on a social credit score and carbon tax tied to it. And that's now officially been launched. So Agenda 21 was passed into global UN law. We didn't ever pass it here in the U.S., but George Herbert Walker Bush signed us onto it to put us under UN UNESCO law by executive fiat in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. And by the year 2021, they were supposed to have launched the deindustrialization plan to cut off the carbon, to just bring in hell on earth, to collapse the third world, merge it with the first world, and that by the year 2030, under Agenda 2030, which is another public plan, that the world would be free of war and famine because the world would be at least 80% depopulated. We are 8 years out from that. And in the past, I would have experts on and scientists and researchers and people that worked in the federal government, the highest levels that were briefed on all this. And people are like, you know, that's crazy in 2005 or 2010 or 2015. Yeah, there'll be a world lockdown. We'll have to wear masks. They'll tell us we can't go out and go to ball games. You'll have to have a pass to, you know, travel. Yeah, Alex, that's not really going to happen. And now you see how quickly it is happening, and now you can see how 8 years from now they plan to have 80% of the people dead. This is all just a drill right now to lock us down to make sure we'll behave when they release the real bioweapons on us, when they release the really nasty stuff. So do you really want to see the next phase of this come true? Do you really want to be saying Alex Jones is right in a couple years when billions are dying? Make no mistake, no matter who you are, some fancy pants lawyer at the Justice Department or some big muckety muck preacher or some big guy in the military, this is going to be a civilization destroying cascade of events that are designed and planned. I told you a year and a half ago that the CDC was under UN directives and would begin claiming that they had to put people who they think might have been in contact with somebody with COVID in a camp. And that then if you don't behave yourself, you stay in the camp longer. It's penal. They penalize you. New York just signed an executive order to round anybody up they want and to disappear them. Same stuff's already in place in Canada. Same stuff's already in place in Europe, the UK, New Zealand, Australia. It's all unified, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists, let me explain this very slowly, are locking the first world down because they plan to depopulate us the most because we're middle class and the rest of the world looks up to that and our rights and freedoms. So we're slated to be devastated and wiped out first and totally locked down as a fortress system for who survives. And then they're going to wipe out the third world. So for the racist and people out there that want to kill all the black and brown people, don't worry. They're all going to get killed too. And so are you. We either come together and stop this or we're all dead. And you can pretend it isn't happening. You can, oh, Alex is being a little extreme. No, I'm telling you exactly what's going on and exactly what's happening. Now, listen, everybody's really excited that the Build Back Better, which is a UN, Davos Group, global mafia term, that our own leaders in Congress don't say, hey, that's the UN, that's the Davos Group. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. I mean, where are our leaders saying, what is this UN program for our economy and saying we don't want it? It failed by one vote in the Senate today because Senator Manchin, who's having a come to Jesus moment, said, if we spend another $5 trillion right now, we will certainly bankrupt the nation. And plus it gives the money to all these communist and globalist groups. And then in the bill, the only reason he said no is it totally shuts off our coal within 2 years. It's already halfway shut off. And then it shuts down most of the oil within 8 years, of course, and will destroy us. We will be a freaking road warrior collapse system. You cut the fuel off and in 2 weeks you live in road warrior. And people are like celebrating. Oh, look, we beat the Democrats. Barely. They're going to come back. Do you understand the death sentence? The insanity of trying to cut our power off? Russia and China aren't getting their power cut. They're upping it. Saudi Arabia's not. Mexico's not. None of these countries are. It's only Western countries that are targeted to be brought down first. This is modern warfare. And when we come back, I'm going to hit the big news. Washington Post up there saying we need troops on the streets. We need the Pentagon to occupy America to save us from insurrectionists. Oh, a bunch of people out of a million, 600, 700 going into Capitol, most of them nonviolent. Because of that, we need the real martial law of troops on the streets to shut down all political discourse ahead of them stealing the election in 324 days. They already had the coup, folks. Now they want to secure their coup.
So this could be InfoWars' last Christmas, because it could be America's last Christmas. Evil is taking over the planet. They're destroying our borders, our sovereignty, our supply chains, our language, our currencies. They're coming after us. And if we don't support American businesses, and if we don't support independent media in the final days of 2021, we have no future in the midterms in 2022. 2022 is the year where America decides its fate. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you to your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, because I can barely keep our operation going. And I appreciate you keeping us in the position to fight back. I am so thankful for you. And I'm asking you now to realize the huge investment you made over the years in us, and now redouble your efforts to make sure that your investment in freedom continues on. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products, store-wide free shipping up until December 20th, so please take action now and keep us on the air. Thank you.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com so you're ready to take off.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune. And whatever, the point is that it's good coffee, and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back. in incredibly important times. You're living in the essence of the historical and the epic. The word epic gets overused, but it is certainly the correct term now. Biblical is another great term. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, December 19th, global transmission. So I want to explain something. A lot of listeners have asked on air and off air, why don't you talk about Jan 6 more? And I mean, I've talked about it quite a bit, but not as much as some people who were there and witnessed it, because there's so many other big giant events unfolding and taking place. That said, I'm going to be talking about Jan 6 quite a bit now here on air. Not just the political prisoners that we have covered a lot and should be covered. It's absolutely un-American, so dangerous and criminal what's happening. And if it can be done to them, it can be done to any of us and all of us. But Jan 6 and the way it's now being used by the Democrats and the deep state is the biggest domestic issue in America coming up to the midterms in 324 days. Because as I've been saying every day here for months, they are planning to pull something big before the midterm elections that are so critical, where their coup against America could be overridden by a gigantic landslide that, despite their mail-in ballots they're going to pull again, the landslide's so huge they have no way to override it. And that's what the experts break down. That's what the numbers show. They tried to steal Texas. They tried to steal Florida. But they ran out of dead people votes and people that had moved out of state votes and illegal alien votes that they'd registered and put. They used everything they had, but the landslide was so huge in Texas and so huge in Florida, they failed. They ran out of bullets. And so they don't know what to do. Even their mainline polls show 80-plus percent of Republicans know the election was stolen and 45% of Democrats. And Biden, in establishment polls that they admittedly add 15% more Democrats to the polling group, arguing there's more Democrats than Republicans, that's not even true, to then sway opinion to make it look like people are really voting Democrat. Even in those polls, Biden has a 30 to 33% number. The lowest since scientific polling began 120 years ago, roughly. He has the lowest poll numbers ever recorded, lower than Jimmy Carter before he left office, lower than Richard Nixon when he was removed by stepping down, more than anybody. The worst approval rating ever, because he's not really the president. Everybody knows it. It's a sick joke. I mean, Kamala Harris got a quarter point of black voters when she was running for president in the primaries. A quarter point. No one else got even near that low. And with whites, she got almost 1%. Black people hate her because the woman, you can look at her, has zero African in her. It's like Elizabeth Warren saying she's a Native American. It's just not true. And Biden likes to say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, if you think Kamala Harris is black, you ain't black. I mean, it's all a sick joke in our faces, ladies and gentlemen. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And they are preparing the media. They're preparing the culture. They are on every channel and every local newspaper all over the country, saying January 6th was a terror plot by the U.S. military working with Trump and Roger Stone and Alex Jones and General Flynn. And they've got New Republic magazine headlines with General Flynn and rebel flags behind him. He's going to lead an insurrection. He's going to be a dictator. All of it, 100% bull. Went and read the article. But that's the images they're putting out. Pull up the New Republic article about what's on General Flynn's mind. What's his long-term view? I forget the exact headline. I read it early this morning, the article. But that's where we are. And so they are busy programming the public that the Republicans are going to attack, but this time with guns and helicopters and bombs. And General Flynn is going to lead an attack and kill a bunch of people. And, I mean, in fact, I'll pull it up for you. Here it is. Type in General Flynn. Click news. I'll just do it. It's fine. It's no big deal. I can do it. So this is the point that we've gotten to here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's only going to get worse until we realize it. Yes, there's the article. Go ahead and scroll down. Some of the headline. What is Michael Flynn's long game? And then the cover of the magazine is burning buildings and a rebel flag with him commanding people to murder everyone. I mean, the guy's not even from the South. The guy's from Rhode Island. A Catholic from Rhode Island. But this is how these people operate. No connection to reality. No connection to what is really going on, because they don't care, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting ready to stage terror attacks and blame Trump and Flynn and Stone and Jones. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. And that's why we'll go to break in a few minutes and I'll come back. You guys print me that article, please. We'll come back and we'll go over all that information, because I get upset sometimes on a piece of information and I just have to have it or I can't continue on. Everybody's great. I will find the cover of the current New Republic magazine that shows you what I'm talking about, because I really have just got to show you that. You just saw the article, but I'm going to show you the thing. I must do it. I must show you. So that's where we are. And so everybody needs to ask themselves, what are you going to do about it? What should I do about it? What should Alex Jones do about it? What should General Flynn do about it? What should President Trump do about it? Because President Trump is busy, which is nice and cute and fun, traveling around the country. He was just in Houston. Here's a photo of it. Yeah, there's the New Republic. What is Michael Flynn's long game? And it's a bunch of people, rebel flags, blowing everything up and killing everybody. Anyways, let's continue. Thousands turn out to see President Trump in Houston. Amazing video. And we'll show you this when we come back next segment. So Trump's running around having fun and dancing on stage and making fun of Kim Jong-un, the rocket man, and telling cutesy stories. And that's great and that's wonderful. While the globalists cut off our pipelines, destroy our borders, destroy our currency, try to start wars with Russia, sell us out to all these foreign powers, brainwash our children, censor the American people, and the Republican Party, blue bloods are just going along with the whole thing, and Trump is still at Mar-a-Lago like he's at the prom every night wearing a frickin' tuxedo. And I'm not even mad at Trump. I'm not mad at any people. I'm just like, do they understand how screwed they are? The deep state's getting ready to blow stuff up and blame it on you, you dumb bastard. God almighty. At least Flynn knows what's going on. Jeez.
For a fraction. So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022. The do or die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate krill oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got knockout sleep support, 50% off. Hair and beard support, 60% off. We also have COVIDland 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, Wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and then all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others will lead the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks, we have special dry bags, we've got them for cell phones, we've got them for laptops, we've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
ResetWars.com is the coordinates on the internet where you can find the most important information I've produced in 28 years on air. A lot of what's in the courses is known. A lot isn't. But it's my particular perspective and my definitions and my way of seeing the world. Doesn't mean it's perfectly right. As the Bible says, we all see through a rose color darkly. But we've proven that we've got some of the clearest, cutting edge discernment out there. And I want you to have access to this information because you need these tools, in my experience at least, to stand for the globalists and not let them break your will. And so through Christmas Day, the course is 25% off at ResetWars.com. And it's not just an amazing, game-changing, consciousness-raising course. It also funds the InfoWar, so it's a true 360 win. ResetWars.com, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, 25% off at ResetWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I got really upset about what's going on in the world last segment and kind of got off into rabbit trails, but I'm going to get focused right now and cover all the news and just break down scientifically what's going on. Here it is very simply. There's been a foreign multinational corporate coup allied with communist China, the European Union, radical Islam. Its operating system is God-hating, life-hating Hollywood Satanist pedophiles. And this Legion of Doom, this consortium of evil, this army of corruption is organized and is coming after humanity and bragging about it and admitting it. And it's called the Great Reset. It's called Build Back Better. And our own leaders, who I think are good people, Trump and all of them but Flynn, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, all of them know good and damn well what's going on. It's all admitted by Klaus Schwab. It's admitted by the UN. It's admitted by the Davos Group. It's admitted by Bill Gates. They could destroy them politically by just exposing them. They are the enemy. They are the bad guys. But they will not be identified because if you go directly after the globalist, they try to destroy you. Well, they're already destroying everybody. So let them. Let them. Stop letting these globalists just run all over us. The danger is in giving in to them. I don't know how these so-called leaders live with themselves, sleep at night, knowing this is going on and only giving quarter measures. And that's why they fear General Flynn. He doesn't want to be president. He wants Trump to run again. He wants Trump to be strong. I know Flynn really well. I know his family and everybody around him. And you notice they've got all these articles in MSNBC and CNN and all these videos and the New Republic of him burning down America with rebel flags and he's a KKK and he's going to kill you with no evidence of that. Because he understands what's going on. He understands what we're really facing. He understands they provocateur January 6th. He understands this is a globalist takeover. He understands COVID was made in a lab and released on us for fear and control, and that now the shot is a soft-kill weapon to weaken and collapse the country and so that the good people get fired from their jobs and the nation further accelerates its decline. This is all Cloward and Piven. This is all a deindustrialization, societal collapse operation, Agenda 21. And we've got all these Pentagon generals running around doing litmus tests of critical race theory for the military and forced injection to get the good people kicked out, and now having new litmus tests in the Washington Post saying we need a litmus test to make sure with a new loyalty confirmation and pledging allegiance for the third time to Biden, that the military understands that when the Democrats win the midterms, if anybody protests, they're terrorists. It actually says that in these articles, ladies and gentlemen. And then it says an example of the evil in the military and how we need the military to be prepared to take out the rest of the military in a civil war. Talk about third world stuff here, because a general over the National Guard in Oklahoma said this is an experimental shot, this COVID-19 Pfizer shot. And he read the federal law and the military regulations that killed the anthrax shots in the early 2000s that were experimental and said, we're not giving it to our National Guard. And the courts have almost unanimously agreed with him. And you got the Pentagon saying, there's an example of the insurrectionist. We need to be ready to arrest all this military brass that doesn't follow our legal orders. These are not legal or lawful orders. That's why Biden in June of this year put in his national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, where they say those that oppose forced inoculations, those that oppose lockdowns, new lockdowns, those that oppose open borders, or those that say there is election fraud are the main terror threat, and the CIA and the military need to be used against them. Now here's the big news. Should have said this at the start of the show. You get the mind game. I mean, you get the mind control. You get the gaslighting, don't you, everybody? They're the ones saying use the military and the CIA and the Patriot Act, and they are, against the American people, and to surveil us and watch us and prepare the military to come kill us. That's treason. That's martial law. That's illegal. That's out of control. And they say it's to counter Trump and General Flynn and Alex Jones and Roger Stone, as if any of us are plotting a military attack on something. That would blow up in our face. It would give the enemy the high ground. They would be able to bring in a real hot coup against America, not just their soft coup. And that would be the biggest gift to them ever. And we know there were groups bringing those plans to Trump and telling him he needs to use the military and declare all that. And I looked at that constitutionally and I said, there's evidence of fraud. Yes, you could do that. But I said, this is a trap to set Trump up. And when and if he does that, he'll be arrested. And I had Robert Barnes on saying that. I had Roger Stone on saying that. We're all on record in November and December and January saying we don't want that military coup. General Flynn had it brought up to him that if there was a breakdown and a societal battle in the states, that Trump could use the federal marshals and then federal troops to grab the machines if there was fraud, which has been done before by the feds back in 2000. But that was never done. What we do have is the deep state globalist system that knows it's illegitimate, that's already committed a coup against this country and has already basically taken over and is massively censoring and taking bank accounts away from millions of people and persecuting everyone and surveilling everyone and putting the ADL in charge of all of it. I mean, this is what you do in an authoritarian state. This is what happens in an authoritarian state. And you have Pelosi ordering the sergeant of arms to not defend the building and open the doors. You have Trump asking for 10,000 National Guard on January 6th and being told no by the D.C. mayor. That's who controls those, unless he overrides it. You had Milley saying, don't do it, Trump, or I'll resign, when he wanted 10,000 troops the weeks before. And then when Trump came out and told Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, he wanted it, now they've got those text messages spinning it like Trump wanted National Guard for a coup. Trump wanted National Guard because they believe, like past events we'd had where we were peaceful in D.C., that Antifa was going to attack us. But Antifa didn't attack a million of us that day, the few thousand cowards that worked for the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL and others, and Deep State, George Soros. They were dressed in red caps and red, white, and blue outfits and even caught on video, and they were there working with the FBI and working with other criminal organizations to break through the first defenses and to overwhelm the police that were then ordered to stand down by Pelosi on record. And if you're a radio listener, we already put those articles on screen, TV viewers saw them. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to come back and talk about it. The coup's already happened. America's already being shut down and destroyed right now. We by one vote, saved having our coal and most of our gasoline cut off for the next 2 years. And you're like, that sounds devastating. You see the inflation? You see the borders collapsing? You see the supply chain breakdowns? You're under attack. This isn't a probe. This isn't beta test. This is it, boys and girls. This is it. You're in it now, okay? So there's still a way to fix this legislatively. There's still a way to fix this. You notice we just beat their Build Back Better, UN carbon tax, Davos Group, Crown Jewel. To shut ourselves down when nobody else does. Because the globalists have invested overseas and they want to bring us to our knees. And then bankrupt our economy and put us all on welfare so they can dictate our surrender. We just won politically. We're gaining all the states, the legislatures, the courts. We're winning. We're beginning to reverse Roe v. Wade. We don't want violence, but they do. It's the only move they've got. And do you think the globalists that are at arm's length are scared to trigger civil war in America? No, they want one. They want one. So they're planning to trigger one now. Every day we're on air is precious. Every day you share links is precious. We have to affect the hearts and minds out there with the truth ahead of what's about to go down. Enough exposure, they may not pull the false flags.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do-or-die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Amazing nootropic. Ultimate krill oil, back in stock. Highest rated krill oil. So good for your whole body. 50% off. We've got knockout sleep support. 50% off. Hair and beard support. 60% off. We also have COVIDland 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support. Christmas Day 2021 is almost here. And I want to encourage our amazing listeners and viewers who have changed the world through your support of InfoWars to help take this fight against tyranny to the next level. And that's what Reset Wars does. We've extended the sale of 25% off on the course, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars. It's two courses in one, until Christmas Day. Ladies and gentlemen, help give your friends, your family, your neighbors the gift of being aware of how the globalists are manipulating them and trying to break their will. And please give yourself and the whole world the gift of keeping InfoWars on the air at this critical time. Without your support, we would have already been shut down. With your support, we're not just going to stay on air. We're going to take the fight to the next level, because now is the historic point. Now is the inflection point, and it's all about Reset Wars. 25% off through Christmas Day at ResetWars.com. Get the course now. Well, here we are. The year 2021 is almost over. Christmas is just a few days away. I want to take a little bit of time out to thank you all for keeping us in the fight. The New World Order would have already basically won if it wasn't for InfoWars. And I'm not bragging. I'm letting you know that together as a family, we have changed the world and that we have a responsibility because God put us in this position to not back down now at the very critical point. This is an info war, and the globalists are trying to break your will and demoralize you. And I produced a two-part course, Mind War, Spirit War, 6+ hours, that lays out the most game-changing information ever. It's available right now at ResetWars.com, and through Christmas Day, we've extended the sale 25% off. So Reset Wars is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and also at ResetWars.com for 25% off. Thanks for getting the course, and thanks for keeping InfoWars on the air. I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world, and it's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me lay out what's about to go down in the next 324 days. Now, again, the enemy has 5 or 6 cards in their hand. And we know what those cards are, and we know how they're pre-programming and laying the groundwork or the highway for the card they're going to play. So you can tell what card they're going to play because they think we're so stupid, they telegraph it and prepare it and lay it out. That's how we know what's coming next. And you think, well, sometime they might do a little bit of a feint or they might put out some disinfo. If the general public was fully awake, they might do that, but no. When they prepare their brainwashing, they prepare their program, they launch it 95% of the time. And they are preparing, as you see everywhere, that conservatives are all terrorists, free speech is terrorism, gun owners are terrorists, people that want to control the border are terrorists, people that don't want to bankrupt the economy are terrorists, people that love America are terrorists, people that question election fraud are terrorists, people that don't want to take deadly shots are terrorists, and they've had enough of us, and it's time to put us in camps, and, you know, we're just ready for all this to end. Because with half the public that's totally unconscious, they really believe it's the unvaxxed is the reason the economy's shutting down. They really believe that's why gas prices are high. They really believe that's why they got to wear a mask all the time. If you just do what you were told by the New World Order, why, they'd be okay. And so they've been put into that deranged mass mob psychology, mass psychosis that Carl Jung talked about, that the Pentagon is obsessed with. And I want to explain what's happened at the Pentagon. The Pentagon's full of some of the best people in America. But when you get to the very top of it, ladies and gentlemen, they're globalists. And they are telling all the way down to the ROTC at colleges, the officer class, being trained to be officers. They're telling them that you're going to have a war with the American right wing who are white supremacist terrorists because they believe in A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And the A, B, C, you know what those are. God, country, capitalism, free market. You don't want to defund the police. You believe in due process. You believe in medical rights. You believe in the Nuremberg Code. You believe in just common sense. You believe in what America's all about. Obviously, you're the enemy. Hell, turn on the news. But the ROTC training, the West Point training, the Pentagon training, the critical race theory training, it is all not just that America's inherently evil and we got to take down the Teddy Roosevelt statue because, you know, he was a civil rights advocate. Obviously, he's evil. You see, it's about demonizing their opposition before they make their move. And all hell's going to break loose when they do this. And they're going to use this civil war they trigger as the pretext to kill the dollar as we know it, bring in the new global currency, and say, don't worry, it's the new app, just like your vaccine app. This is how you buy and sell. But you better behave or we turn it off. And then you're not going and watching the movie Red Dawn in the movie theater like I did with my grandfather in the mid-1980s, one of the last movies he ever saw. He didn't die until a lot later, but he didn't really like movies, but we went and saw that. And we went and saw Good, Bad, and the Ugly one time, too, at the Paramount Theater. He liked that movie, but here in Austin, my mom's dad. But, you know, Red Dawn's a movie where they're in the occupied town, and, you know, you know, people are disappearing, you can't speak out, you can't go out at night. That's where you are. But it's not just you can't go out at night. You can't go out anytime unless your app says. It's all official. It's all unified. It's here. You read about tyranny in history books. You read about times where horrible things happen. And you ask, why did that happen? Because people followed orders. And so thank God you've got the head of the National Guard in Oklahoma saying a bunch of federal courts have ruled against this, saying it's experimental. And it says right here in the federal law, if something's experimental, you can't make troops take it. I'm not going to make them take it. I'm going to follow the law. I'm going to stand up to Hitler and say what you're doing is wrong. That's what you're supposed to do. And they say, oh, no, you read the article, the Washington Post, that's white supremacist code. Oh, you don't want to take a deadly shot. You're a white supremacist. And, of course, it makes no sense to you, whether you're black or white or old or young, you're awake. But to the average leftist, they hear that and they think the National Guard in Oklahoma are Nazis. Because they don't want to take a poison. And again, it makes no sense because it's not meant to make sense. Unless you're an unconscious zombie who's been brainwashed. So there's a cocktail of things they can do. There's a mix. But obviously, I mean, the Pentagon is globalist control now. And it says, we believe in the midterms and we believe in 2024 that when Trump loses and when they lose, which they will, that we need the military in the streets ahead of time, you know, fighting the American people and ready. And again, don't you see the mind control? That's what's illegal. Trump couldn't even get 10,000 National Guard for January 6th rally for security. Because, oh my gosh, that's a police state. That's martial law. That's the end of the world. You can't do that. When no one would have looked at that as a bad thing. That should have happened. And they sent away half of the Capitol Police to do traffic control that day. It was a setup. And by the way, we're going to break news on Tuesday. I'm ready to break it now and I'm ready to break it tomorrow, but we're putting documents together. We've got witnesses. We're going to break something, and we're still on air on Tuesday, concerning January 6th. I should have said at the start of the show. That is just the most incredible information ever. Total smoking gun of who was behind the Capitol attack, who is on the Jan 6 committee. And it's hiding in plain view. When I learned this today and did hours of research on it afterwards, everything clicked into place and I was like, oh my goodness. Jiminy Crickets. Holy Toledo. There it was, right there. And wait till you learn this on Tuesday. But again, that's why they got the censorship in place, hoping this information doesn't get out. But if this gets out, Pelosi and the Democrats and Liz Cheney aren't just going to be out of office. They're the ones that are going to be going to prison. So, folks, the criminals have made their move. The offshore banks think they can sit back and have their minions do all this, who are blackmailed and controlled 7 ways from Sunday. But you're about to see history unfold in a massive, massive way. So they plan to stage terror attacks ahead of the midterms, probably on there were some racial attacks, some attacks on schools, attacks on a black college, black church, something along those lines, an attack on Pfizer facility, an attack on Bill Gates' compound, something like that. I mean, they're already pre-programming that. So obviously we don't want that. Nobody wants to be offensively violent. We're winning politically. They're losing. They're bleeding out right now. We need to just stand back and watch them politically die. The problem is, and I mean that metaphysically or as a archetype or as a parable, not literally bleeding out. We need to sit back while they bleed out and explain. We're not violent. We're not the ones that want to cut off your power and open the borders and child traffic and everything else. And they provocateured us on January 6th, and we dropped the ball, and they set us up. We walked into a trap, but we're not for any violence. We don't want any of that to happen. Hell, let them steal the midterms. Think how hated they'll be. Let them steal the next one. I mean, they'll never be a Democrat or communist or socialist elected to dog catcher after this. Now's the time to be Mahatma Gandhi copying Jesus Christ and Martin Luther King Jr. copying Gandhi. Now is the time to hold back and turn the other cheek. Now is the time. Now is the time. We decry all offensive violence. We do not want to go out and attack any of these groups or people while they attack our children, while they attack the police, while they attack our local governments, while they try to bully us and overthrow us. We want to politically expose them and spiritually expose them and undermine their authority because they're frauds and politically assassinate them with the truth, not with violence. Politically assassinate their character. Politically destroy them, but not harm a hair on their chinny chin chin. That's the key going into this, exactly. Civil disobedience. That is the answer. They walk us into a trap on January 6th. Now they're trying to put those of us that tried to stop it in prison because they know that they're weak and they know this is all coming out and they know they're in trouble. And now they're saying they want martial law and troops on the street and the CIA to attack American citizens to keep us safe from a coup, from an insurrection 2.0 when it's what they're announcing that's illegal. It's what they're pushing that's totally criminal on its face. And they just want to hide that in plain view and hope you don't notice because the whole political system is turning against them. The whole world is turning against globalism. And their COVID launch and their lockdowns and their new lockdowns and all their desperate fear-mongering is the acts of a global corporate psychological warfare, behavioral psychology system that drank its own Kool-Aid, smoked its own dope, and that is going down. And we don't want to get crushed while it's collapsing. We want to step aside at a safe distance while these scumbags destroy themselves. Hour number two in massive news straight ahead.
I never compromised.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Let's play a little bit of The Secret Covenant by Jamie Deluxe, a great new contributor that's going viral. It banned the video. This is just part of the long report. This is just a few minutes of Secret Covenant. And we're going to have more of this coming up later at the end of the hour and some exclusive news. The new day at CNN from Jamie Deluxe as well. But here's part of The Secret Covenant.
I came across a document called The Secret Covenant, and I started reading it. Supposedly, it's a secret Illuminati document. Now, there's no way to prove that or not. I don't even like using the term Illuminati anymore. But whatever term someone prefers to use, it's synonymous to me with secret societies, with cults, and also in some intelligence circles. Because it's all compartmentalized. It's all a pyramid scheme. And a lot of them use blackmail and mind control. So whatever term you prefer to use, I really don't care. I'm looking for the symptoms. Whether it's real or not, I can't say. But I can say it really seems to be happening. Just for a little background, this is from an older blog. The Secret Covenant was leaked out on www.bankindex.com, June 21st, 2002. The piece came in through one of Bank Index forums with the author left leaving an unusable email address. And this is from a forum on eureka.com. Oh, is it getting hot in here? The alleged secret covenant of the Illuminati. Message originally sent by G. Edward Griffin. On March 25th, 2004, I received an email copy of a document entitled The Secret Covenant. It appeared to be the blueprint for a master conspiracy to dominate the world. The author was anonymous, and the original text dated June 21st, 2002, came from a non-functioning email address. Nevertheless, it was so convincing that the lady who sent it to me believed it was an authentic message from a member of the Illuminati. She wrote, "Mr. Griffin, maybe you are already aware of this document from an unknown author, but I thought it was worth sending to you just in case. It is so powerful in its statement that you cannot imagine it to be a hoax. Anyone with the same mind will notice that we are already in that world. I just feel it is warning us, but how many will believe it? You and I know that that world is here. What amazes me is that one of the Illuminatis is actually warning us." The Secret Covenant. An illusion it will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We will create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time, so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together, always, and will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what's happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds
it. All right, we're going to get Jabber Griffin on. He's been fighting since the 60s in the next few weeks, probably in the new year, to talk about the secret covenant. But see the full report. That was just a small part of it. Now at band.video, band.video, and then share it.
So this could be.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. Total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, December 19th, the year is 2021. And we live in incredible times. Now, I'm about to hit this line of stats here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stacks just in this row. I'm going to do my best right now to hit all of these. And then the murder of the babies now being injected, bleeding out all over the place. Even mainline news celebrating the mass murder, the satanic sacrifices of our children. Unbelievable. God weeps, I can tell you. Oh, I can feel the anger. So let's run through some headlines. White House goes off on Manchin after he kills Biden's Build Back Better bill. Well, let's explain. That's not Biden's Build Back Better bill. That's the UN New World Order system. Build Back Better is the UN World Government program. Look it up. They don't deny it. They say it's the plan to cut your frickin' energy off. I mean, it's not even the Manchin some type of hero here. He just didn't want to just literally shut the country down. I mean, this is insane. Biden team, Democrats freak out after Manchin shoots down $5 trillion spending bill. And again, one part of it was to cut our fossil fuels off, literally. Bye-bye, Build Back Better. Dim holdout, Joe Manchin says he won't vote for the bill. So this is some good news, but I mean, it's like, Manchin didn't vote to blow our heads off. How nice of him. I mean, it's just insane. Biden says regulators want banks to focus on climate change. That was in the bill that you don't get loans and do things if the bank doesn't come and inspect you and say that you're carbon neutral. It's feudalism, folks. It's total absolute control. Sticker shock. Electricity prices jumped 70% in Dallas-Fort Worth with more hikes likely. Dallas Morning News reports because of the coal plants being shut down by Obama and Biden. Senate nixes immigration plans for $2 trillion Biden bill. Again, to open the borders up. More articles with the Democrats wanting you to eat bugs. They're not joking around about that. A quote from Stalin back in the 30s, it's not the people who vote that counts, it's the people who count the votes. And then I'm not going to play the clip. It was on Thursday he said it, but here's the article where you want to see the video. Biden embodies Stalin. It's about who counts the votes. I mean, again, the surrealness of this is just going to get more and more insane. And if you wonder why they're so arrogant, here's a Daily Mail article with quotes and links. The rich will become godlike cyborgs under this whole new world order. This is transhumanism, and they want control of our bodies. Now, let's start getting into the really huge news for you. Let's just read the headlines. Netherlands to go into strict Christmas lockdown. Oh, one of the most vaccinated places in the world, just like Israel, just like Gibraltar, just like Singapore, and they have some of the highest death rates and illness rates of the vaccinated. It doesn't work in the way they say. It does work to make you sick and erase your immune system. Boris Johnson considers Christmas lockdown. Oh, yes. To train you, they're in full control. But he has a Bozo the Clown haircut where they cut all the hair different lengths so he looks like Einstein. So it's okay. It's okay. He's also married to a Satan worshiper. Look it up. I'm not joking. Fauci says Americans may have to wear masks on airplanes forever. Knew that was coming. Emails reveal Fauci effort to, quote, smear anti-lockdown scientists and, quote, destroy them so they couldn't ask questions. He said that they wanted to hit them with devastation. Devastating takedown. Yeah, you don't ask questions about us lying. Revealed CDC massively inflated number of vaccinated Americans. Told you that was always a big lie. UK health minister awkwardly admits one Omicron death as government prepares more lockdowns. Yeah. Not making headlines, Omicron variant so weak that South Africa will stop tracing and quarantining of contacts. It's all hysteria. Court in German region of Lower Saxony rules against vaccine passports. Won't be hearing about that on the news. Another great question I want to ask callers on tomorrow's weekday show. Exactly which dystopian novel or movie are we currently living in? And an example of how the COVID shots erase your immune system by the third shot almost completely. The first one knocks it down. Second one damages it irrevocably. Third one, you basically have no immune system. Post-Biden Afghanistan homeless reportedly hook hounds on heroin to keep them loyal. Well, this is hooking you with no immune system to their, quote, shots. And now let's hit the really huge news. Get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reuters. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits. Documents show they couldn't get a government to sign on to give them liability protection or to pay damages from the, quote, side effects of heart attacks, cancer, death, you name it. Oh, you see, what a great product where they're guaranteed and have no liability, and they say, trust us. Ex-pro footballer calls for investigation into footballers suffering massive heart problems and deaths. Bolsonaro wants to expose health officials who approve COVID vaccine for kids. Yeah. Heart inflammation cases confirmed in kids after Pfizer jabs. Big articles on that at RT. French Ethical Committee backs vaccination for kids ages 5 to 11 for benefit of the child. How sick is that? CDC data. Fentanyl overdoses now kill more Americans ages 18 to 45 than COVID. Cancer, car accidents, and suicide combined. But they're not worried about fentanyl getting shipped in. The Postal Service hasn't been ordered to look for that. No, they're supposed to block ivermectin even from doctors that give legal prescriptions. They want to make sure you die. Report now confirmed. School district warns parents of sudden cardiac arrest in grades K through 12. Oh, it's a new thing. Kids having heart attacks. Get used to it. And now there's new reports out of Newsweek. People get microchips implanted that include vaccine records amid COVID restrictions. That's happening in Sweden. And then Pfizer has power to silence governments and maximize profits. That's ABC News. And it goes through all that about government signed secret vaccine deal where they're allowed to cover up deaths. Even the New York Times reports it's a corporate treaty, government signed, to waive your rights. Isn't that incredible? And the CDC says pull Johnson & Johnson shot for the market because of heart attacks, including in children. But it does the same thing as the Pfizer and Moderna. Isn't that interesting? Oh, it's all safe and effective, and now a shot they've had out for a year causes heart attacks and death. But it's just a little footnote. Oh, we told you. Unbelievable information. Just absolutely incredible. And then it gets into these articles we've got. British scientist took a year to declare links to Chinese lab after opposing COVID lab leak theory. The Lancet editor helped cover up the fact that Fauci and others created COVID-19. They knowingly did it. But that's okay, because they still control everything we're saying and everything we're allowed to do. And if you try to speak out, they censor you. That's why InfoWars.com is so special. The fact that we're still on air. The fact that we're still fighting back. The fact that we're still resisting. The fact that we're still able to have these scientists and doctors on and reach millions of people, so you can then share the links and the articles and the videos and tell others when you give it to them, be sure and share this. And then tell those you give it to share it, and tell them to share it, and tell them to share it, and tell them to share it, and tell them, and tell them, and tell them, and tell them, then we win. You understand how that works? Coming up, Christy Lee is going to be in studio with us. She's got a big report on globalist pedophiles. More CNN producers caught reportedly grooming little girls for sex rings. Yeah, big surprise. They're producers, all right. Sex op, pedo, pimps. That's all coming up, and so much more. And Ireland rises up against the New World Order. That's coming up next.
So cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do-or-die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, highest-rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVIDland 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support. This could be InfoWars last Christmas, because it could be America's last Christmas. Evil is taking over the planet. They're destroying our borders, our sovereignty, our supply chains, our language, our currencies. They're coming after us. And if we don't support American businesses, and if we don't support independent media in the final days of 2021, we have no future in the midterms in 2022. 2022 is the year where America decides its fate.
I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you to your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com because I can barely keep our operation going. And I appreciate you keeping us in the position to fight back. I am so thankful for you. And I'm asking you now to realize the huge investment you made over the years in us, and now redouble your efforts to make sure that your investment in freedom continues on. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products, store-wide free shipping, up until December 20th. So please take action now and keep us on the air. Thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Powerful report dealing with the fact that Ireland is really waking up to the New World Order and battling back against it. That report's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to play it here in a few minutes. But a lot of people have asked me what this story is about today, and so I'm going to answer it right now as best I can. Biden administration offers bonuses to doctors who implement anti-racism plans. So here you are, taking people's rights, bringing in a world ID, giving them deadly shots that violate the Nuremberg Code, but the religion is, oh, you did an anti-racism course, so now the federal government gives you money. Well, that's just getting you used to getting money from Uncle Joe, Stalin 2.0. And they've done this all over Europe, all over Australia, New Zealand as beta test, and now from Canada to Australia, from the UK to Germany, billions are spent a year buying and paying for, quote, journalists to tell the truth. You can type in the headline, New Zealand passes law to fund independent news, which isn't independent, to counter fake news. New Zealand funds real news against fake news. And it's just the government directly buying people off and controlling them. So they don't write about this. Mom double jabbed in third trimester gives birth to baby who dies after suffering heart failure, blood clots. Newborn baby dies after bleeding out of nose and mouth. Report states baby died after trans placental exposure to mRNA 1273 Moderna vaccine. That's the really strong one. That's the report by the doctors. I've had Dr. McCullough in studio, and we're showing the documents where they now call it COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis. It's a new form of heart swelling. Moderna's COVID-19 was being blamed after a pregnant woman who received two doses after birth to a baby that died after bleeding from its nose and mouth. According to a horrific entry in the VAERS database, the incident was labeled a neonatal death, occurred one day after the male baby was born on October 7th, and happened after the mother received both doses of Moderna's mRNA vaccine during the third trimester, which they pressured her to do. The neonate was exposed to mRNA 1273 Moderna COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. There is the report on screen. The rest of the horror is there for you to see. Oh, but look, Trump's in Houston with 19,000 plus people capacity, making jokes and laughing with Bill O'Reilly. Oh, it's so fun. Not a word about this because he tells you the vaccine's good. I'm not even attacking Trump. He's just signed on to this, and it's just like a turd in the punch bowl. Here's a tweet. Alex Jones was right. This COVID-19 cycle, new variants, fear, new lockdowns, fear, relief from lockdowns, imagine freedom, new variant, fear, shut everything down, fear, solution, more jabs and boosters, repeat, new variant, fear, new lockdowns. There it all is. I mean, you can look at how it works over 2 years. And you know the worst part about 15 days of flatten the curve is the first 2 years. But we're about to enter year three, and you know it goes on forever. And they've now said it goes on forever. Here's another one. Alex Jones is right about this, too. Says Reason magazine here. New York bill would let the state put people in detention camps if deemed a threat, even if you're not sick. We just say so. And now in Australia, in New Zealand, they're arresting members of their government that criticize things, saying, well, you didn't even travel. You're not even sick, but we're going to put you in a camp till you stop. Let's play part of this report. It's up on band.video. It's a Darren McBreen clip. I really think this should go viral. Ireland rises up against the New World Order. Exclusive report. Go to band.video, click the left-hand corner, pull down the Darren McBreen section, and share this baby. When you get excited and take action, nothing can stop you. That's why you call in at thanking me. I want to thank all of you. Because the only reason InfoWars is still on the air and having a huge effect for our children and our future is because of you. So think about that a little bit and pat yourself on the back. Thank you for all you've done. You are the MVP. The listeners and viewers of this show, you are the tip of the spear. And I am very blessed and honored to know you. Here's the report.
Yeah. We're here outside the Dáil today, lads, because we're living in very precarious times. We're living in an inverse world in which the suppression of vital information, which is of public worthiness, is being suppressed by the legacy media.
Federal health officials say neither ivermectin nor hydroxychloroquine are effective treatments for COVID.
Don't even call them mainstream, because they're all going to collapse, like all of the corrupt institutions are going to collapse when this great light comes out. There's serious vitriolic anger in the air, and it's going to manifest, and it's not going to be good for any citizens. This is not a lunatic fringe. This is people who are very well-versed, very well-researched, and are aware as to the plans of the global elitist cabal that have plans over the course of this decade to completely abolish every single element in the concept of freedom.
Screw your freedom.
It's the freedom of your own body, freedom of bodily autonomy, the freedom of travel.
If you have travel plans, there is one more thing to add to your packing list, proof of vaccination.
The freedom of association, the freedom of human expression. They want to incorporate people into a transhumanist movement. And whilst that seems very far-fetched for a lot of people, it's what they have in plain sight. Go look at UN Agenda 21, look at UN Agenda 30, look at the WEF. It's all there in plain sight for the average Joe Soap to find out this information.
They call it the Great Reset. This is their global domination. This is it. This is modern war.
How it's going to manifest, I do not know. But I do suspect that the human spirit is going to rise up against this tyranny over the course of the next number of years. When this shit hits the fan, when people realize what's actually been done, they're going to want their pound of flesh.
Violent clashes are erupting across Europe as thousands of people protest the latest round of COVID-19 restrictions.
For everyone's children, the guards' children, the special units' children, because future generations will have absolutely nothing. They will not have ownership over their own bodies.
The only way to control it is to mandate vaccination.
They will not have ownership over their own future. They can only dream of owning a property. The WEF was the number one plan until 2030 is you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's pure communism, lads. If people don't own any resources, who does own it? A state which is a bastion of corruption, which is a banana republic in terms of a lack of accountability? Who is holding these bastards accountable? Who the fuck is holding these bastards accountable? I'll tell you who's going to hold them. The people of Ireland will. And when the people of Ireland wake up, by God, there's going to be hell to pay.
You know, people see evil folks like Fauci and Gates trying to kill everybody and successfully doing it and wonder, why would they do it? We're going to fight back. They're going to lose. Yeah, they can't help it. They're murdering psychotic criminals who have to be dealt with, but first they've got to be exposed. Christy Lee's about to take over, and then when she hosts Sunday Live coming up in 30 minutes, she did a big report on how the pedos are going down. And that ties into all this. Evidence from Jeffrey Epstein's safe went missing after FBI took it. Absolutely criminal. Ghislaine Maxwell could start naming names if she's found guilty in child sex trafficking charges. That's why the prosecutor Comey's daughter is trying to lose the case. Evidence from Jeffrey Epstein's safe. There it is. Coming up, the pedos in power are being exposed. She's going to be on talking about it all and so much more. Please don't forget, we're only on air because of your financial support. We'll be taking off air if you don't support us. So get some great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And Reset Wars is 25% off at ResetWars.com until Christmas. Reset Wars. Let's go ahead.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplements supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. ResetWars.com is the coordinates on the internet where you can find the most important information I've produced in 28 years on air. A lot of what's in the courses is known. A lot isn't. But it's my particular perspective and my definitions and my way of seeing the world. Doesn't mean it's perfectly right. As the Bible says, we all see through a rose color darkly. But we've proven that we've got some of the clearest, cutting-edge discernment out there. And I want you to have access to this information because you need these tools, in my experience at least, to stand for the globalists and not let them break your will. And so through Christmas Day, the course is 25% off at ResetWars.com. And it's not just an amazing, game-changing, consciousness-raising course. It also funds the InfoWar, so it's a true 360 win. ResetWars.com, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, 25% off at ResetWars.com. It's hard to believe that Christmas 2021 is here. And soon we'll be in the year 2022. Everything the globalists plan on doing, their entire operations, hinge on you psychologically not understanding that they're trying to break your will, that they're trying to drive you into submission. But if you're aware of this basic fact and how they are scientifically controlling you, then you're basically immune. This is next level information on how to take control of your mind. It's how I've been able to stand against the incredible attacks they've carried out, because I'm able to connect to the divine. I'm able to transcend this dimension simply by becoming aware of the fact that I already transcended it. So until Christmas Day, we're offering Reset Wars, our incredible two-part course, for 25% off at ResetWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Had to jet, and so I'm thrown in a bit early. Going to be doing Sunday Night Live from 6 to 8, taking a lot of your phone calls during those couple hours, and have some reports I want to share with you. One of those being, I know that Alex was just talking about it, the pedos in power are being exposed. We all knew this, but whenever this is coming out more in the mainstream, is why we're saying are being exposed, is because it takes well, but they always try and gaslight us and say it's a conspiracy theory. This isn't happening. You know, they did that with the Pizzagate, and maybe there were some things wrong with all of that, but there was definitely some truth underneath. And truth that we have all known about, and it is making it slipping into the mainstream a bit. You can't ignore what's happening at CNN. That story is disgusting with the producer that bragged about being shoulder to shoulder with Cuomo. I don't know anybody that would want to brag about being shoulder to shoulder with either Cuomo at this point, but he sure was. And come to find out, he was luring minors and engaging in sex acts. That has made it out into the mainstream. You can't ignore that. And then we have the other CNN issue with yet another producer talking sexually about his minor, essentially stepdaughter, to the point that Twitter has to play a little game of taking that down and protecting. I mean, but they warned us that Twitter had said that they were going to, if they didn't have permission from everybody, they were going to take it down, which we all knew was going to be a direct attack on Project Veritas. And here we are, they're protecting the pedos. But I did have to go on to Jake Tapper's Twitter feed and just see the comments, and plenty, maybe even some of you were calling him out, like, are you going to say anything about this? They can't deny it. And then, as you know, we've been watching the what we can of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And isn't it funny that just everything comes up missing in that case? You know, the videotape of Epstein in jail, oh, that's just missing. And that the evidence that the FBI collects is now missing. But we need to continue to push that out there because they try so hard to hide these things. And also, did you notice how she had asked for the witnesses they're to be anonymous? And when that gets rejected, it's like, oh, wait, no, maybe we'll just move to closing arguments. All of this is so slimy and disgusting that it cannot be ignored and it cannot be hidden anymore. And so I'll have a little bit about that coming up in the 6 to 8 hour, and also talking to some of you. And I'm going to just move on to covering some of the news I was planning on covering in the 6 to 8 hour. Just before I hopped on the desk, I happened to see people talking about the fully vaccinated and boosted Pocahontas has symptomatic COVID-19, and this is from the Liberty Daily. And so there was some coverage of the little spat, we'll call it, between Elon Musk and Senator Elizabeth Warren, and now she has something else to keep her busy, it says, because she's now dealing with COVID. So here we are again, fully vaxxed and boosted, coming down with COVID-19. What I was happening to think about just before is they always call this a breakthrough case. Anytime it's a vaccinated person, you call it a breakthrough case, you'll notice. And when you talk to about the unvaccinated getting COVID, it's not. So they say breakthrough, which makes it think, oh, oops, this is rare. It's breaking through. This is how I understand the science. Again, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I'm guessing. But how long can we continue to call these cases breakthrough cases if fully vaccinated individuals keep on getting it? How is it a breakthrough anymore? They continue to keep getting the virus, and yet they're like, oh, a breakthrough case, like it's rare. I mean, you have whole colleges now shutting down because of breakthrough cases that are going throughout the whole college to the point that they're now going back to virtual learning. None of this makes sense. You know, I know some of you also have to deal with family members that are just completely hypnotized by everything going on. I happen to have a family member that is a doctor, and she defends the vaccine, and she happened to bring up, like, well, good thing there wasn't social media back when we had the smallpox vaccine, or all of the traditional ones. And I couldn't help myself. I'm like, you're a doctor and you're trying to compare this vaccine to the vaccines decades ago. The ones, you know, where if you got vaccinated for smallpox, then you didn't get it. You know, the ones where if you got vaccinated for measles, then you didn't get it. You know, all those other vaccines that were traditionally used for decades. Polio. How many times did you hear of someone getting vaccinated for polio and then getting polio? And yet a doctor is going to compare those vaccinations to this one, where clearly we're seeing multiple people every day that are fully vaxxed, boosted, and then getting it. So clearly, this is not the same thing. And as you know, there's many other reasons why this is completely not the same thing as these other vaccinations. But that's the most glaringly obvious. Any other true vaccine was so that you wouldn't get sick, so that you wouldn't get the virus. But now that's happening. Oh, in a breakthrough way all of the time. So, again, these articles are so sick to read because they always have those adjectives stuck in there. You know, they always make sure they say rare breakthrough case. If it's so rare, why are we reading about this so much? This is what, you know, the traditional news always likes to say is a rare case. And she said, I regularly test for COVID, and well, I tested negative earlier this week. Today, I tested positive with a breakthrough case. Thankfully, I'm only experiencing mild symptoms and I'm grateful for the protection. Wait a minute. You're grateful for the protection. It didn't keep you from getting the virus. But, of course, she's saying that it's the vaccine that's making her have mild symptoms. As cases increase across the country, urge everyone who has not already done so to get a vaccine and a booster as soon as possible. And then it's like obvious rebuttal is like, oh, because it worked for you, so I should get it. This ends with, let's pray that Elizabeth Warren and the multitudes of breakthrough cases are able to recover, but let's not dismiss the fact that being fully vaccinated and fully, for now, boosted does nothing to prevent symptomatic COVID-19 from striking. Another thing that I'll talk about in that report that we're going to play at the top of the six is just the fact that Twitter had that rule that you now can be banned for saying that if you're fully vaccinated, you can spread the virus. You can be banned for that. Yet we have all of the video evidence of CDC Director Rochelle Walensky saying that, of Dr. Fauci saying that if you're vaccinated, you can still spread, and that's why you have to wear the masks. You have all these other people that are held on this high regard, or the true experts, or in Dr. Fauci's case, science embodied himself, saying that you can spread COVID-19 if you're fully vaccinated. But if you say that, then you're off Twitter. This is what we should be calling inconvenient truth, right? And then I happen to see House Republicans plan to probe Biden admin over COVID origins, NSA spying on Tucker Carlson. And this is coming from The Blaze. Early forecasts for the 2022 midterm elections look grim for Democrats. But you wouldn't know that because we have heard President Biden saying they will win. 2022, the Democrats will win 2022. Does he know something that we don't? Is there some plan already in play of how they're going to win when poll numbers are so down? And we already saw what happened in Virginia, that they're beating the Democrats and no one, I mean, if there was ever a reason to not vote Democrat, they've shown us why. But yet they're so confident that they're going to win in 22. 2022. A recent ABC News Washington Post survey projected Republicans to enjoy triumphant results in 2022 midterms, giving the GOP the highest marks in 40 years. Should the GOP take back the House in 2022, Republicans will launch several aggressive probes into the Biden administration, according to a new report. Well, you would hope so. It would be about time. We've been begging the Republicans to do something about all this. You always have those on the left forming their committees and doctoring evidence if they need to try and fight for their causes. And they want to wait around until they can hopefully win the 2022 to actually do anything. What can you do now? What can you do now to help us? More coming up after the break.
Well, here we are. This could be InfoWars last Christmas. Because it could be America's last Christmas. Evil is taking over the planet. They're destroying our borders, our sovereignty, our supply chains, our language, our currencies. They're coming after us. And if we don't support American businesses, and if we don't support independent media in the final days of 2021, we have no future in the midterms in 2022. 2022 is the year where America decides its fate. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you to your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com because I can barely keep our operation going. And I appreciate you keeping us in the position to fight back. I am so thankful for you. And I'm asking you now to realize the huge investment you made over the years in us, and now redouble your efforts to make sure that your investment in freedom continues on. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products, store-wide free shipping up until December 20th. So please take action now and keep us on the air. Thank you.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear masks, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slave. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Copra. We'll remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To Jet, so I'm just finishing out this show. You, as you know, Alex has been insanely busy as usual, but that's how he works best, is keeping himself busy, and he's been certainly busy on the Reset Wars. And I can tell you just behind the scenes that a lot of work and effort went into that. And maybe you're still on the fence on if you want to join. Well, we have been getting tons of positive feedback about what people are learning and how they are enjoying the Reset Wars, and want to just show you I think a really honest review and take on this. So let's go ahead and take a peek at that.
This is Red Pill Reveals, and today I'm going to be breaking down the Alex Jones Reset Wars program that he just released. So recently I received this email right here from Alex Jones that Reset Wars is officially live for the pre-order. So I went ahead and took the liberty of purchasing this for you guys, just in case you guys don't want to purchase it or you want to know a little more information before you go ahead and buy. So for the sake of this review, I'm going to start out by saying I am a huge Alex Jones fan. I love everything he does. I love everything he's about, and I just find him very, very entertaining. So for me, naturally, this is something I did want to go ahead and purchase. So for the sake of this review, and to not give too many spoilers, because it is part of the excitement to know exactly what's in the curriculum, since it's not actually listed anywhere. So I'm not going to be showing any of the membership area, and I'm not going to be showing the actual lectures or the actual content that's in there, because that's something I want to leave up kind of to the imagination. It's part of the excitement excitement of actually getting this program. So here I'll kind of cover what I liked, what I didn't like, and just an overall review of what I think, and if you're interested in Alex Jones, whether or not this is something that you should go ahead and buy. So first of all, for those of you who don't know what this is at all, it's basically a 6-hour curriculum that Alex and his team has put together. So for example, as you can see on the actual landing page in section 1, he breaks down all the tactics currently being used in their attempt to control your mind and capture your soul, and he shows you how to make sure they never succeed. So in section 3, he shows you the true goals of the Great Reset so you can understand it fully and simply explain it to anyone. And this is one of my favorite sections. I think this is really cool because a lot of times if you are interested in these sort of topics, it's really difficult to explain it in a way that actual other people who haven't done their research can understand. And this actually does a really good job of breaking that down. So section 3 was one that I really enjoyed personally. And then in section 6, you discover the 3 exercises you can easily do on a daily basis to raise your consciousness and protect you from toxic negativity the mass media machine throws at you every day. So this is one of those sections that I also enjoyed. It's a little bit out in the weeds as far as some of the things that are covered, but it was definitely entertaining, and I do think it's something that could help you out if it's something that you are interested in. And then in section 10, you see the science behind your connection to God and what the elite do to ruin this bond. So if you are a fan of Alex Jones, that is the section that you're probably going to enjoy as well. Now, what I will say is that the sections that Alex did not list out are actually the ones that were my favorite for a couple of reasons. First of all, it was really surprising. It was intriguing, and it was actually exciting to see some of these things that were not listed there because it keeps the intrigue alive about not knowing exactly what's in it. But they really were surprising to me, some of the things that were in these other sections that I don't want to spoil because, again, that is part of the excitement. But to me, those sections are the things that are making it worth purchasing this entire program. So one thing a lot of people probably want to know is if I'm a big Alex Jones fan and supporter and I do a lot of my research and I know a lot of these topics, I know a lot of the things that are covered, is this something that is worth it for me? And to me, the answer to that is yes. I do a lot of research on these things. I listen to a lot of Alex Jones shows and I still learn so many different topics and things that I literally had never heard about before. So Alex did a really, really good job of explaining a lot of things that even the most hardcore person who thinks they know everything about these topics is still going to want to hear. And I guarantee every single one of you guys is going to learn something that you did not know before taking this. And one of the coolest things is that it starts out very beginner friendly. So whether you know a lot about these topics or not, it's still good to have a refresher because it does get hard to remember kind of all of the things that you've learned over time and what things you think are true, what things you don't. So putting it all together in a chronological order, starting from kind of the beginning and walking towards, you know, what has taken shape into making what we have now, and then going forward, what we should do collectively to protect ourselves in the future and to fight back against some of these ideas are all really, really cool things that you get inside this program as well. So now you're probably wondering, is this something that is going to be entertaining, or is it going to be boring? Is it just a bunch of lectures? You know, what's in it? And if you know Alex Jones, you know it's not going to be boring. You know it's going to entertain you. You know there's going to be some rants, some yelling, some wacky things going on, and this is no different. You're going to hear a lot of crazy things about consciousness, and you're going to hear about how to transcend the third dimension and a lot of other really crazy things that I'm not exactly 100% sure that I agree with, but I do find them entertaining and fascinating, especially when they are explained by Alex himself. And they're not just repeats of things that he says on his show or on podcasts. It is brand new information, a lot of things that you have never heard Alex Jones talk about before. But the thing that I really enjoy is that he does tie it back to historic events. He does tie it to the future. He does tie it to things that are happening right now in our world and beyond. And so he does a good job of tying it all together and making it all make sense. Once again, some of the media may tell you that the things that he's talking about don't make any sense, but of course, that's what they want you to think. I think it actually does make a lot of sense in the way that he puts the information together and explains it. It does make a lot of sense, and it is very entertaining. It is very, very awakening as well. Now, he does say that this is a roadmap to survive the apocalypse, so do I think that that's exactly what this is? In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. In some ways, yes, there are things that you can do and take away from this program that will help you in your everyday life, such as noticing the things that are happening from their playbook before it happens. But on the other side, there are a lot of things that are kind of out in the weeds that you kind of watch it and go, okay, well, how the heck am I going to actually do that? How the heck am I actually going to make any sort of difference at all whatsoever in the fight? So he does lay it out very, very well. Some of the things are helpful for your everyday life as far as surviving the apocalypse, if you want to call it that. And then some of the things are, you know, kind of out in the weeds. And then, of course, if you know Alex Jones, he goes all out on everything that he does. So he's never gonna lay it in. He's never gonna just take your money and not try to make you as entertaining as absolutely possible. So you will be entertained when you take this. You can tell that Alex and his team put together everything they have. They put a lot of effort and time into this curriculum, and it really does show. First of all, it looks beautiful. It works very well on mobile. It works on desktop. It works on tablet. I tried all three. It looks beautiful. So just like the landing page where you go to sign up, just like that, the actual curriculum, it looks absolutely beautiful as well. And so overall, you're probably here to know, should you buy this or should you not? And if you are a huge Alex Jones fan, if you like his shows, if you like what he talks about, if you like watching him on podcasts, I promise you, you will like this program. You'll be happy you purchased it, and I can guarantee you, you will not be dissatisfied with the purchase. Now, if you're not an Alex Jones fan, if you don't like the things Alex Jones has to say, should you purchase it anyway? The answer, I think, is yes, because maybe there is some things that you should learn from Alex Jones instead of just what you read on the headlines on media. So if you like Alex Jones, yes, I think this is a good purchase to have. If you don't like Alex Jones, yes, I think this is a good purchase to have. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I bought it, and I think the same thing will be for you.
So there you go. We find that to be a fair assessment. He's both critical, you know, and is able to explain what he thought of it and what he took from the promises that were made and what was delivered. And if you do see that commentary on YouTube, there's some comments down below that talk about, that are also very complimentary of the program. I know a lot of work went into that. And so hopefully you're enjoying that. Or if you haven't yet, maybe that's what will be what gets you to actually go ahead and take the plunge and prepare. So there you go. And while you're doing that, we do want to remind you that the Christmas Super Sale is going on now. You can get up to 60% off. This is free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. So make sure that you stock up on everything you need. This would be great Christmas presents, both for those that love Alex Jones and, you know, consider it a gag gift for those that don't. You know, maybe you don't like InfoWars or Alex Jones. Well, here's a present for you. You can have some brain force anyways. And then maybe you will like Alex because your brain's working properly. So there you go. Make sure that you check out InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure that you're keeping everyone in business, bringing you the truth. And I am doing Sunday Night Live coming up just after this break. And you can call in then.
The ultimate...
This could be InfoWars' last Christmas, because it could be America's last Christmas. Evil is taking over the planet. They're destroying our borders, our sovereignty, our supply chains, our language, our currencies. They're coming after us. And if we don't support American businesses, and if we don't support independent media in the final days of 2021, we have no future in the midterms in 2022. 2022 is the year where America decides its fate. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you to your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, because I can barely keep our operation going. And I appreciate you keeping us in the position to fight back. I am so thankful for you. And I'm asking you now to realize the huge investment you made over the years in us, and now redouble
your efforts to make sure that your investment in freedom continues on. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products, store-wide free shipping up until December 20th. So please take action now and keep us on the air. Thank you.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.